Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeckin. We're going to continue in St. Peter's first letter. Every year, I walk through this letter or parts of this letter a couple of times just because it's so rich. And the perspective and the mind of the apostles, their minds are so alive in God, and they feed us. This word is so powerful. It has a capacity to bring us into the very thing we're reading. The word of God helps this become a reality. This is not just a history book that we're reading. It's not just a set of words that maybe can give us a little bit of encouragement, but this word can totally change our lives. This word is God-breathed. It's powerful. It's life-transforming. It's a sword. It's a knife. It can dig down to the depth of our hearts, and it reveals the full intention of the human heart and gives us a new heart at the same time. That is, it's the Holy Spirit that breathes through this word, the Holy Spirit who, in some ways, sometimes I think, I look at it like the Holy Spirit uses this word to help explain to us who he is in us, the Holy Spirit that's now dwelling in us. It's partly how one of the ways in which we come to, of course, see God, to understand things of God, to draw close to him, because we can see, we can hear from the lives of the apostles what their encounter with God was like and what God is communicating through them to us. This stuff is so precious, friends. Just today, Ralph Martin and I were talking, and he said that, you know, he's in his late 70s, and he's been following the Lord very seriously for more than 50 years, and he's been reading the scripture pretty much every day of his life. He's expressing how much, he said, I'm amazed at how much is in the Word of God. It's just like every day I feel like I'm seeing something new, something that's very much alive, and that the Lord wants me to talk about. I'm so amazed at the treasures that are here in God's word. And here he is, even at this stage, it's like the Lord who makes all things new, his word is always new. It might be repeated, but it's always new, and it's being applied to us. And it can be such a source of strength and grace. And so yesterday we left off in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. It said, having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere love of the brethren, love one another earnestly from the heart. So we ended by talking about obedience to the truth. You can underline that phrase. It's so important. First of all, and it's so radically opposed to the culture of today. Two words that the culture doesn't like, obedience and truth. Now, likes the word truth in terms of my truth, but here it's talking about the truth. Not Peter's truth, not Louise's truth. It's the truth. And the truth is not something that I create, that I make, that I invent. Of course, to be living in the truth is to be in correspondence with reality itself. Truth is rooted in being, in God's being, in God's in existence itself, in God's ordered existence. And today people say, oh, you can't make any claims like that. There is no such thing. All we have at most is everybody's personal take on whatever we call reality. And in that case, then what we do is we call that a personal truth of some kind. But let's stop the fantasy and the charade that there's somehow the truth, some objective truth. Because all that is a weapon of some people of strength to weaponize against people who are less strong. That's all that is. It's made up. And so people are denying the truth. God is truth. Jesus said he is the truth. He's the unchanging truth. And everybody who dies is going to find that out, whether they like it or not. They're going to see what truth looks like in the resurrected humanity and the lordship and kingship of Jesus. He's the judge of the living and the dead. The Father has vindicated him in his word in raising him from the dead. So truth is a word that contemporary culture, the truth, does not accept. And the word obedience, as I mentioned many times already, just in this week, that word obedience means slavery. It means oppression. It means so many things to people because really we don't see it, but it's because our minds are darkened and because we're slaves and we can't trust and we look at the world like it's a zero-sum game And it's one side against another. It's one person against another. It's one race against another. It's one sexual preference against another. It's one political position against another. And it's all this big battle and warfare against each other. But look what Peter's saying here. Now, having purified your souls, now your heart, your spirit, your soul, your inner man is now being transformed. And how is it being transformed? Because you're obeying the truth. The truth is a person. You're obeying Christ. You're obeying the Holy Spirit who's prompting you and leading you to follow Jesus. And you're doing this for a purpose. You're being purified for a purpose. And what is that? For a sincere love of the brethren. Where the Holy Spirit's taking us in our transformation, friends, is not where the world's taking us. The energy, the disordered energy of the world, a people that are living under the shadow of death, the slavery to passions and pleasures, anger and lust and all these kinds of things. That's where the world takes us. I'm going to radically pursue power. I'm going to radically pursue greed, money. I'm going to radically pursue fame. People around me, they're all competition for me. I've got to get ahead. I got to be number one. And I can't see them as they are. And that slavish, sometimes it's rooted in deep fear, the fear of death. It's in pride. It's in a unhealthy competitiveness many times. And it blinds us to the dignity of the person, of the other. And it makes it impossible for us to be able to love. To love is to will the good of the other, to will the good of that person or persons we meet as they are. So you're being purified through obedience to the truth. That is, to be purified is to be set apart, to be part of God's holy people, be a part of his family. And what is God's intention? Is he mostly focused on, like some people talk about a prosperity gospel, is he mostly focused on your financial prosperity or your success at all the different things you want to do? I mean, the Lord doesn't mind any of those things if they're done in right order. But what he's really after is love. That's what Jesus said. That's what Jesus says to us from the cross. And he's saying, abide in my love, and you'll come into who you are. You'll bear real fruit. If you're connected to me, here's what I'm going to do in you. I'm going to give you a new capacity to both see and experience and to share and to walk in authentic love, a sharing godly love. And he said, sincere love of the brethren, that you love one another earnestly from the heart. Love one another earnestly from the heart. Remember Jesus' deep prayer in John 17, Father, that they may be one, that the whole world may know that you sent me. This is why the devil works overtime to divide the church against itself. One against another, accusations, anger, bitterness, rivalry, divisions, breaking up, splitting the church. Friends, we can't get to this destiny. We can't get through that darkness I'm describing without being purified. And we're purified through obedience to the truth. And so what that means essentially is, how do I get purified? Is through cooperating with the grace of the Holy Spirit. I exercise my will toward God's will for my life, which is what? To receive him, to receive Jesus. He is the truth about how we're called to live and to be conformed to him and to walk in his footsteps no matter what the cost. Follow him all the way to Calvary if that's what's needed. Verse 23, you have been born anew, not of a perishable seed, but of an imperishable seed through the living and abiding word of God. The word of God, as I mentioned, is a living thing. God's word is alive in us. And how were you born again? How were you, he's saying, you've been born anew. How did that happen? Through the good news of the gospel, through hearing about Jesus and being baptized into him. This word is what brings us, the gospel is what brings us in touch with God, the good news of God, the good news about Jesus. And it's like a seed in us of a new reality that's growing in us. And it comes to us through the living word and the abiding word of God. So this word, if it's internalized and we internalize it in the spirit, and we, as Pope Benedict XVI used to say, as we like a cow chews on its cud, if we suck the juices out of the word of God and just let it just swallow it, to take it in, to take this into our hearts. We're gonna know that it's living because we're starting to come alive. We're starting to come alive in things like joy and kindness, goodness and mercy and patience and forgiveness. These kinds of things start growing in us. So we know that this word is living. I experience the presence of God at work in me. I know I'm a temple of the Holy Spirit. This word is both living and abiding. It's an abiding word. Christ himself, of course, is the word. And he comes to us here. It's he who speaks to us. So his word abides in us. It takes up its home in us. And if we do that, this is the key. This is the key. Listen to what he goes on to say, quoting Isaiah chapter 40. All flesh is grass, and all of its glory is like the flower of the grass. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord abides forever. Here's one of those passages where we really need to take to heart and to see how the calculus of the kingdom, how the valuations of heaven, which are the valuations that matter because they're real and they're eternal, they're so radically different than our own. All flesh is grass, and all the glory like the flower of the field. The grass withers and the flower falls. It's here today, it's gone tomorrow. Friends, you're going to be dead soon. Doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, life's going to be over soon, very soon. And you're going to go to one of two destinies, one of two destinations, heaven or hell. You were made for heaven. And how do you get to heaven? How you get to heaven is you internalize this living and abiding word of God. This is what brings you to life. In the sacrament of baptism, you're born again by water and the Spirit, and the words of Jesus are proclaimed over you, and the Spirit of God in the waters of baptism is given to you at the command of Christ and the authority of his church given to them by Christ. What the world calls great is like grass. Everyone's enamored by money and kingdoms and power and beauty and all these kinds of things. We run after it. It's all grass. It cannot last. It cannot abide. It cannot feed you and uphold you. It can distract you, can titillate you, can make you famous, can get people envious of you, all kinds of stuff. That all passes. But what does Peter say? But the word of the Lord abides forever. That word is the good news which was preached to you. You see why the church needs to preach the gospel? The whole counsel of God's word, not just part of it, but the whole thing. The good news is the gospel of Jesus Christ. The good news is a person. Who that person is, what that person has done for us. What is it that we receive from that person? You know, we're born anew, we've heard. And that happens from Jesus giving us literally a share in his indestructible, eternal, divine life. He brings us to life by his life. He makes us something new. This is why the saints, friends, they internalize this. The apostles internalize this. They believe it. They believe it. They don't reduce Christianity to simply a moral striving or a self-perfection project or a sin management plan. It's a new life in Christ. And it is glorious, and its destiny is almost unexplainable. It's so amazing. And Peter knows it, and he's communicating it to you and to me. That's game-changing.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much-needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.